2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake's simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
Now it's up to us to make the right personnel decisions this offseason. And we need to add talent to our roster. We need to add more playmakers to help us finish close games, and we'll do that. You know, fortunately, we got a lot of different avenues to accomplish this. We got a healthy salary cap. We got extra draft picks. So we got an exciting offseason ahead of us.
That was Bears GM Ryan Pace addressing the media today, along with head coach John Fox. Pace also insisted the team has, quote, extreme confidence in quarterback Jay Cutler and will continue to build the offense around him. As for first-round draft pick Kevin White, Pace says he'll be good to go when offseason workouts start in April. Meanwhile, the Bears may be moving forward without offensive coordinator Adam Gase. He's got three interviews for head coaching positions scheduled for this week with the Eagles, Dolphins, and Browns. And around the NFL, the 49ers head coach Jim Tomsula, Browns head coach Mike Pettine, and Giants head coach Tom Coughlin have all been axed in the last 24 hours. Chip Kelly was fired last week. He's reportedly already reached out to the 49ers about their head coaching vacancy. The Chargers say they'll stick with Mike McCoy through 2016, no matter where they play. They formally filed for relocation today. Elsewhere, former Ohio State running back Maurice Claret was charged with driving under the influence yesterday in Ohio, and the Browns say they don't know what's going on with Johnny Manziel. He missed a meeting yesterday morning with team doctors about his concussion and was spotted at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas the night before. He was back at the Browns practice facility today for exit interviews. And finally, Carolina quarterback.
The exit interview, by the way.
The exit interview, yeah.
It's the exit interview.
And I think that is actually in the NFL. That is part of the concussion protocol, is going to Vegas and drinking. And so he was following exact letter of the law NFL protocol.
That's what I was told when I was hitting the head.
He had someone check in from Ohio, too, so it looked like he was in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. Remember, over the video surface, he had to have his friend tell him that the video was old, even though there's a song playing in the background that came out a week before. I mean, he's an idiot. That's part of the problem.
He's not
Jerry Jones wants him, though.
Okay. Well, he's going to fit in perfectly with Jerry Jones.
I agree.
Carolina quarterback Peanut Tillman tore his ACL. He's done for the year. Bulls are hoping to get Derrick Rose back sooner rather than later after an MRI on his right leg came back clean today. He's day-to-day and took part in practice this morning. Also day-to-day is Joakim Noah, though Coach Fred Hoiberg says Noah is not ready to return just yet. Bulls host the Bucks tomorrow night. Patrick Kane was named the NHL's third star for December. Calgary left wing Johnny Gaudreau and Washington goaltender Braden Holtby named the first and second stars, respectively. Kane paced the NHL last month with 19 points. Blackhawks play in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Heading to the sold-out 2016 Cubs convention? Check out 670 The Score, broadcasting live all weekend long to join current players and members of the front office. Tune into 670 The Score and 670thescore.com January 15th through the 17th for live shows on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thewholeblownexpert.com.
Moores and Bernstein.
Moores and Bernstein.
At it again.
Afternoons on The Score.
The 49ers firing Jim Tomsula after just 1 year.
You and me talking. Just give me a name that you think would be good as an offensive coordinator. What if I throw a name out there?
Yeah, what?
Mark Trestman. It's someone you might know, right? That's maybe the best you can give me.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, what we're doing, we're talking about the four phases of football.
Four.
The offense, the defense, special teams, and then life.
You may have started campaigning for this job before it was even a job.
That's absolutely ludicrous. We got off track there on the clock down there in the red zone. Okay, I mean, that's unexcusable.
How do you find a rhythm in the second half?
We got to find the rhythm. That's just what we have to do.
All right, thanks a lot.
There's a quality control I try to do with myself to make sure that, you know, you're seeing the trees through the forest. You know, we're all going through a storm together. You're either part of the guys, you know, pulling up the sails, or you're putting a jackhammer to the bottom of it.
It's like an Italian dining room table. Everybody's sitting around the table, and sometimes it gets heated, dishes get broken, people leave. But everybody's got to come back to the table to eat.
Speaking
and I mean that with all due respect. I'm saying that complimentary.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
I don't really pay much attention to the pomp and stance around it, if that's a word.
Yeah, well, we'll work all those guys. We'll
cut myself on that doorway. What we do on home games on Friday night, we get in the car and we look for lights. Don't know where we're going. So we just get in the car, we look for lights, wherever those lights are.
This is a really good football team. They're well coached, a lot of talent, nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples of football history.
My Pittsburgh E's coming out.
Jim Tomsula, conference call with Fairs Beat reporters.
Hello there.
Hey,
Jim. Hello.
It's so
Jim Tomsula,
he's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
Moores and Bernstein.
Ja Ja Binks.
There it is. Chris Daniels tribute to the great Jim Tomsula.
I don't think I've heard that grobber drop either.
No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, my God.
Ja Ja.
Ja Ja.
Ava Binks and your sister Ja Ja Binks.
Wow.
There's also a rumor that Ja Ja Binks,
Ja Ja,
as it turned out, was really a Sith. And he's going to reappear as a villain here.
Sith Mason. I think
Can you imagine Ja Ja Binks?
Yeah.
Chasing down Jim Tomsula. No.
Sith?
There can be only
hard
one.
To believe. I mean, both Ja Ja and Yoda, they kind of speak, out of here, I'm about to be now. Good food. Good food.
Mars is calling.
I want you back.
Nilly.
Representatives from your home planet have called and your time here is done.
I need a peel.
It's time to go back and report to your elders.
Jim Tomsula.
Yeah,
he's gone. Oh, he's not dead, but he's technically not.
He goes to his home planet too, I think.
Yeah, but he's getting away. I went out and looked for lights right onto a pole.
He's got so much money, though. Jim Tomsula, think of $10 million for him.
Oh, my God.
That guy could live on $40,000 a year and be fine. Maybe not in San Francisco, because he wouldn't be able to live anywhere. But he lives in his car anyway. He had no problem. This is the best part of that story. When Jim Tomsula lived in his car, he had a dog and a cat in his car with him where he lived.
And a pony.
He had a litter box in his car. So not only was he living in his car, he chose to keep a box of cat crap in his car where he lived for a season. How great is that?
You think a guy with three kids and a wife could live on $40,000 a year and be fine?
Well, does he have three kids?
I just said that.
Like, well, no, you said theoretically a guy with three
kids.
No,
I said you think a guy with you. I said you right. think a guy with three kids.
Right, so I said, does he have three kids?
Well, why do you think I would say that, Dan? You think I just make up an arbitrary number?
I'm just talking about
Jim Tomsula.
I'm just trying to confirm.
And I just asked you, do you think a guy with three kids and a wife could live on $40,000 a year?
Not a chance.
Right.
Even if his wife got her hair done at like a strip mall or something. I mean, he's
$40,000. A year, why? Because he's dumb.
No,
because he can't put sentences together. He can live on like $40,000 a year.
He's not a guy with expensive tastes.
How do you know that?
I
How do you know that?
It just seems
what do you know about him that
he'd
says
be very happy?
How do you know he doesn't drink $200 bottles of wine every night for dinner?
He drinks Muscatel.
How do you know he doesn't
at the Musky Show?
You know? Maybe he buys fresh meat. He doesn't buy Clarence meat like you do.
Well, then he's not living.
You don't know Clarence
what
meat
his tastes yep. are like. You know what kind of car
went
does
to
he drive?
With him.
What kind of car does he drive?
Yeah,
I bet it's an.
See, you don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going.
I'd say an 03 Camry.
I'm gonna go with a 98 Saturn.
That's even better. The cat's still in there, though.
The cat's still in there and in the cradle.
Northside Q, you're on the score.
My first car was a 91 Saturn. Happy New Year, boys.
Happy New Year.
And my deepest condolences on you, the loss of your favorite football coach. But I'm sure he'll surface up because
I'm not.
Come on, we know NFL owners are dumb.
Not that dumb.
We may find him on the tour to San Quentin.
My question is, and this is the thing, I've been in and out of the car all day, so I'm just wondering, has anybody suggested yet for Adam Gase to become the head coach and fire John Fox?
Don't start. That's like, you know that we have put that particular thought in the why can't they amnesty Rose and what's going on with the Bobcats pick, that section of the store. I got this great idea. Let's just make Ryan Pace or make Adam Gase the head coach and tell John Fox to be fired. That has been a well-shared thought. And it's the same as, why can't
we're not sharing
Amnesty
it anymore,
Rose?
Q. No. I was not aware we're not sharing it anymore, but I would keep John Fox because I think he's a brilliant headmaster. I actually don't, but I can say
don't.
That.
John
I can
is in Shorewood. That. He's on the score. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for letting me shift gears a little bit. Hey, Dan, I know that CTE, that topic, resonates with you like it does me. So I wasn't going to go and see the movie Concussion because I thought, and I still think the title was an attempt at misdirection.
It was.
But after seeing the movie, to be fair, they do tell the truth. Now they dumb it down.
Tell the truth.
No pun intended. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do dumb it down a little bit, but they do tell the truth. But what I walked out of there thinking was that it doesn't really make a difference, and that's the movie to me is about the arrogance of the NFL because it's a truth you can't deny. But I know that they believe in their heart of hearts, at least for a long time, it won't matter.
But the thing was, did you think it was a good movie?
You know what? It was a good movie. It was solid. I would say it was like an 8 out of 10. Will Smith was phenomenal. Give him the Oscar now. But my argument, when I've gotten into plenty of arguments, even walking out of the theater, I was having a concussion with some. I'm sorry. I was having a discussion with someone about this, and the first thing they said was, "Well, you know, there are more concussions in soccer." And I'm like, "Well, that's exactly the point. It's not about concussions. It's about cumulative hits to the head.
It's about the football."
But anyway, but they tell the truth in the movie, and it's not what it's about. It's about what we choose to do with that truth, and as a human being, words like hypocrisy and things like that resonate with me. It bothers me that I love that sport so much, and I know what these guys are doing to themselves, and I know that they're adults and they accept that. But the truth is in the movie. It's what we do with it, and it was done well.
Okay, good to know, John. We certainly respect your opinion.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people say yesterday. I heard again, John, I got to stop watching TV. I need to wrap myself somewhere and just sort of, or just start rapping, just to get away from it. Because it was like, well, I saw the movie and now I'm glad because now I know a lot more about concussions. Thinking, well, you idiot, what? That's just been available forever. Right now, I know a lot more about what's going on.
That would be like
well, that's what was said. Remember, I told you that when the movie was coming out, it's going. Oh, now
the movie. What? The movie of the year is Spotlight. I will tell you that. That is the movie of the year. And if that doesn't win multiple individual acting awards, I will be surprised. And I don't know if Will Smith's turn as the heroic Bennett Omalu is going to top any of the subtle work that was
how
done.
How about Sly?
No, supporting. But,
and the Family Stone.
But Mark Ruffalo is quickly rising on the list for guys I will watch do anything. He can't help but be compelling, that guy.
And it's illegal to hunt him.
He no matter what he does, it's just, he is unbelievably interesting. He's so good.
And now here's another example. Spotlight is a movie where even though I knew the entire story, and you know, we'd been through it with John Geigen and everything that was done and every step with Cardinal Law and with every report that came out. I mean, this is the story of that first report from the Boston Globe Spotlight Group that eventually became 600 stories that year that expanded from what they thought was just one priest to 243 priests or whatever it was. And even though I knew every single thing that happened, it was still suspenseful. You knew the names of the people who were involved. You knew the work that went in. You knew who the lawyers were. You knew what the church said. And even though there were no secrets, stuff like, you know, Marty Baron's decisions and any of this stuff, you knew it. It was still suspenseful. That's saying something about filmmaking.
Priest from Joliet get a call in and all of them, and Mr. Shuffle the deck. He was a master at that.
He is dead.
Yeah, he broke stride. He broke stride, and they had to put him down.
You weren't here, but
you eulogize him?
Yes, I sent him off saying I may not believe in hell, but I'm certainly glad that he did.
I saw that he had passed into molesting somebody else elsewhere.
Yep, he would be that Joseph Imish would be more than happy to find a molester and move him to your parish so he could prey on your children.
But he's not Imish.
And then everybody said such nice things about him too. Well, he was a good man who made a few mistakes. No, he's a piece of crap who's dead, and that's good. Boris and Bernstein on the score.
So what does the future hold for the last place 6-10 Bears? GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox came forward to address Bears fans and the media.
We need to add talent to our roster. We need to add more playmakers to help us finish close games, and we'll do that. We got a healthy salary cap. We got extra draft picks. So we got an exciting offseason ahead of us.
For breaking Bears news throughout the offseason, keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Now, I know the Browns didn't wrap their season until yesterday, but apparently John's been on break for a few weeks. In fact, I'm not sure he's ever even been off break. Over Christmas, for instance, he went viral, rocking an ugly sweater, rapping and holding a Four Loko. Strong start. Then Saturday, USA Today reported he was gambling in Vegas. That's Manziel doing the impossible. Out Manzelling himself. Left the team before the end of the season so he could get his drink and gamble on in the 702, allegedly. But then again, maybe not. Not long after that story dropped, he posted a picture of himself and his dog, and it was geotagged Ohio. Generally, the cover-up is always worse than the crime, but not in this case. That is awesome and hilarious, allegedly. Nice knowing you, John. I'm Jim Rome.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
The holidays are officially over, and now you find yourself with a ton of leftovers, leftover casserole and leftover stuffing and leftover pie and debt. It's the one holiday leftover you can't hide in your freezer. So don't start your new year with last year's credit card debt. Instead of hassling with different due dates for multiple credit cards, you can consolidate your debt with an unsecured loan through Avant. Avant makes borrowing simple and convenient. It's one loan, one monthly payment, zero hassles. You simply go to avantoffer.com. You complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start your year off right. Go to avantoffer.com. Enter the promo code SCORE to get this deal. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now. And the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in a family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth.
I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods, Fridays, only CBS.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Chicago Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know, we've been in a lot of close games this season, as you know. And, you know, I've said this before. I really like our staff. I like the environment that we've created. We've got some good young core players. But, man, this offseason is going to be huge. And that's on us. And I'm confident we'll add the right pieces to take us to that next step.
Okay.
All right.
That's Ryan Pace. You haven't heard that voice in a while because you couldn't find him, but that's him. You got Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's our guy, Ryan Pace.
They'll have the resources because they've done a nice job keeping substantial cap flexibility, regardless of what their decision is on Alshon Jeffrey. And that's not an easy call. It really isn't. If they could come up with something team-friendly, something protective, but even if you are...
Something
even exciting. If you have a financial protection built in, you still want him on the field. It still doesn't help you if he's just... And the other thing is, too, I don't care what you think or what I think about this idea of wanting to be a Bear when we talk about the issues that Jeffrey has had. It matters to them. It really does. They believe in that kind of dedication. That's why part of the reason I think Bennett's gone. They don't want anything outside of the football itself. They want everything aligned to get everybody playing as hard as they can, as much as they can, and no distractions. This Fox hates all the other stuff. Nothing outside of football matters to him. And that's just the way he does business. So whether it's Martellus having all sorts of other interests or being moody, he just sees that as heat loss. He sees that as just stuff that
you don't need, stuff he doesn't want.
Right. That's how he sees it.
Bottom line.
That's not my opinion, because I love Marty, and I think he's,
you know what though, I would do what he does. I would cashier him as well.
In Naperville, here's Brad on the score. Or hey. Not?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
I wanted to see what you guys thought about moving Kyle Fuller over to free safety. I know in college they moved him all over the field, and that benefited him as a playmaker. He's not real good at the man-to-man coverage, and with his eyes on the ball at all times and his playmaking ability.
He's also not that good at tackling, though. I mean, if you're talking about him as the last line of defense of being how many times do we see him whiff one-on-one because of bad technique and bad footwork?
Well, I see that when he's a man-to-man, when his back's to the ball.
Right, but then you would just see it in a different place. You would see the same issue going on with a different responsibility.
Not if he's got his eyes on the ball and he's squared up to the line of scrimmage. He does tackle well in those circumstances, and he does tend to make more plays. Even in his rookie year, when they were playing more zone coverage, when his eyes were on the football, he tended to make more plays on the ball. So, I mean, that's a real big weakness on the Bears' secondary at free safety. Not that they're that strong at corner position, but if they could do something in the offseason at corner.
Well, Brad, I guess I wouldn't be against anything that would involve maximizing whatever skill you think he has.
They tried, by the way, this offseason to maximize their cornerback. They paid $3 million for a guy they thought was going to be a starting cornerback.
He couldn't play.
I couldn't find Alan Ball. I don't know what I wouldn't know Alan Ball if he was sitting in his chair here. I have no, thank you for the call. You know what I mean? It's easy to say, well, we move him. Yeah, maybe. Maybe he is. But the thing is, and it's true in most sports, and I know people always think they can buy their way out by being smart and all the other stuff. You can't. You can't. And switching positions and all the other.
It's very rare that you get a magical switch of position that rescues a failed career.
All of a sudden,
that's your Shane McClellan
turned
lesson.
Into a monster. Yeah,
it just doesn't really happen that way.
No, he was not suited for what they drafted him for. He just wasn't.
And
it was a mistake from the beginning.
I think if were he a cover two corner, and Brad's point about whether or not you have your eyes upfield dropping to a landmark in cover two, that maybe he would be better suited for that as a full-time job rather than turning his head, having to run with a guy, open his hips, and then have to locate the ball, because he hasn't been good at that either. But he whiffed on too many tackles.
Yeah, I was talking about Shea, because you've had all kinds of different positions and different theories and different thoughts, and you say, well, if you move him here, we'll be better. If you move him here, we'll be better. But yeah, but if we move him here, we'll really... No, you won't. So I would have long thoughts about doing it, because then I don't have a cornerback.
This is Leo in Naperville as we stay there on the score.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, we heard both Fox and Pace together today, and we've had a handful of those instances, and it just always seems that Pace is very deferential to Fox. And it appears, Fox is kind of the dominant personality in that relationship between the two. And I'm just interested, and I know we'd never get the story, but, when the draft room develops or when the free agent discussions develops between Fox and Pace in the off season, at what point does maybe Fox make that final decision? And, we don't know much about potentially their relationship, but we know how, Fox left Denver and how, his other relationships with management, ended his previous coaching stints. So I just wonder how much, because of Pace's inexperience as a general manager, he's willing to cede some decisions.
A lot.
Yeah, there's no doubt that
that's not a question. There's a clear answer to that, and it's a lot. It's a lot. A significant amount.
Freshman general manager would lean heavily on a veteran coach. I mean, you have to. Whether you like it, whether you think Fox has got judgment or not, you absolutely have to.
In Rockford, here's Chris. He's on WSCR.
Happy-ish Bears Monday, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were just saying, hey, comment on Ryan Pace, and I think the word is generic. He spoke like a first-year GM who's in his late 30s in a very high position in the biggest professional sports organization in the country. Am I saying what he said about, you know, optimism and things we can do, blah, blah, blah? Yes, there are signs of that, but he just spoke at a level where there is no proof of what's going on with the Bears. They won two more games. Their defense jumped 15 spots, which Vic Fangio is known for doing, so that's no surprise. It's nice, but it's not a surprise. You can't say much more than that than on a first-year basis. He did it by the book, generic at best, and it's going to take even longer than next season to really say, hey, is this guy really, you know, in it to win it, and is he doing all the
right? Yeah, he's here to win. I mean, it's his job to win.
I
don't know why else he would be here.
Yeah,
that's his job.
The thing is that it's when you get to that, it's a lot easier. It's as easy to get there than stay there. I'll tell you that in this league.
Robert is calling from the Great Lakes. He's on the score.
The Great Lakes again.
It's Jabari Parker. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Terry. Hey, Dan. I got a question for you guys, and I was going to put you guys in the position of Ryan Pace as the GM. You guys are going to have 10 draft picks next year. You're going to have probably a pretty good pool of money if you don't sign Bennett and...
Bennett's already under contract.
Bennett's already signed. He's already signed.
Well, we lose Bennett in a trade and we get another draft pick. Let's say you guys got 11 draft picks then and a bushel full of money. What impact players...
Okay, again, we can't. Knowing any of this stuff. It's not an answerable question. It's because haven't even been scouted yet. Most of these teams are just in the beginnings of their targeted scouting of these players, and that goes for all the scouting reports and all that and everything else.
You talk about impact player. There's an impact player that just decided today that it's going into the draft, and that doesn't mean the Bears will be interested. But
who's that?
Laquan Treadwell.
Oh, well, he's the number one ranked receiver, right?
He was, I think.
Yeah. No, I think he is.
I think he is. I don't know if he still was, but he's, yeah, I think that's what he is.
Yeah, that's not exactly
Well, he was right here under our nose the entire
secret.
Time. No, I just said he just came out today.
Right, but everybody knew he was going to be declaring, and I want to say, isn't he the number one ranked wide receiver?
I don't know.
I thought he was.
Came back from that awful injury. Remember that injury?
I don't.
Oh, yeah, I got dragged down in the end zone in the Auburn game last year.
Yep.
Came back strong.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears' 2015 season is in the books. It ended with a 24-20 loss to Detroit and the Bears finishing in last place in the NFC North. This afternoon, GM Ryan Pace addressed the media, and Pace praised quarterback Jay Cutler, but said the Bears aren't ruling out drafting a quarterback.
Jay played really well this season. You know, was happy with his performance, and especially with a lot of injuries to our skilled players. I think, you know, he kind of persevered through that. So Jay played well. In regards to the draft, and I honestly mean this, it's always going to be best player available. So if it's a quarterback, it's a quarterback. And, you know, I've said before how important that position is, and that'll continue to be the case.
Pace also said the Bears are confident in moving the offense forward, even if offensive coordinator Adam Gase leaves for a head coaching job. Adding that having coaches leave for bigger opportunities is part and parcel of playing well. Gase will interview with the Eagles, Browns, and Dolphins this week. Meanwhile, around the NFL, 49ers head coach Jim Tomsula was fired yesterday, along with Browns coach Mike Pettine. Tom Coughlin resigned as head coach of the Giants today. Detroit's Jim Caldwell and the Colts' Chuck Pagano could also be launched in the next few days. Elsewhere, an MRI confirmed that Tom Brady has a sprained ankle. He's expected to be ready to go for the team's divisional round playoff game in 2 weeks. And Carolina's Peanut Tillman tore his ACL. He's done for the season. Bulls practiced this morning, and Derrick Rose took part after an MRI came back negative on his right leg today. Bulls take on Milwaukee at the UC tomorrow. And the Blackhawks announced yesterday that they have acquired forward Richard Panik from the Toronto Maple Leafs in exchange for forward Jeremy Morin. Hawks play in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Patrick Kane named the NHL's third star for December. Inside the Clubhouse on the Score is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Julie. Yeah, we got to study the list of the free agents, but he did not sound, Ryan Pace, he did not sound like the free agent list really tantalized him that much.
It shouldn't. Because that's a loser's game. You don't get great by signing free agents. You get great by great drafting.
And then paying them.
And figuring out who deserves what and how to value some of those guys. Yeah, Laquon Treadwell, according to CBSSports.com, is the number 6 overall player in the draft.
Damn. Too high.
The number 1 wide receiver. And you got to go another 19 picks before you get to the next wide receiver at Baylor's Corey Coleman. But yeah, that would Laquon Treadwell was not some sort of disguised diamond. Yeah,
because, again, just because that's so doesn't mean he's going to be an NFL success.
There is a guy I really like who should be available for the Bears, and that's Alabama inside linebacker Reggie Ragland. You might quibble with using the number 11 pick on an inside linebacker, but he's a thumper. He is an absolute point of attack. You know where he is, blow a play up, thumper. More on the big side than on the mobile side, but he moves pretty well, at least in short areas. I don't think he would have to come off the field on third downs, but again, I would like to hear more from professional scouts. But that's a guy who meets you with bad intentions in the hole, and it's, if you're a running back, you don't want to keep running into him over the course of a game because he will knock you senseless.
How about the kid from Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Like Jalen Hill, you like him? You like him a little? You like him a lot?
You're talking about Miles Jack?
Yeah, no.
You're talking about
the kid, Jalen Smith, is that his name? That got hurt in the bowl game?
He's hurt, yeah.
I mean, is he off your list now?
No, I mean, the guy's never off my list, but you got to find out how bad the injury is and what they...
Well, I don't think it's career-threatening, was it?
No, but you want to know exactly what it is, whether or not there's cartilage involved or if it's an isolated tear, because if it's an isolated tear...
Well, if you're looking for... Well, I'm pretty sure, I would guess that he would be okay. I didn't hear anything that it's the worst thing that ever happened.
Yeah, but until you know...
Look, Treadwell's injury was awful.
If it's a nice,
look it up.
Right, but I was saying but we know he came back from it.
But if
I'm taking a risk on a first round pick, I would like to know it's an isolated tear with no cartilaginous involvement. If I'm making that kind of investment, because then you're talking, it's like the Tommy Harris pick, where you know they knew that he was hurt and was likely to have a short career, but they took him anyway and went to a Super Bowl largely because of him, even though he didn't play in it because he was hurt.
Yeah, he didn't play in it because he was hurt.
Joe and Joliet is on the score.
Yeah, obviously, I agree with what you're saying about building through the draft, but there is one impact free agent with a lot of sense, Von Miller from Denver. That's a bad dude right there.
Yeah, but they're not going to let him go.
I think the Broncos are not going.
That's not going to happen. We were talking about that the other day when I was watching a game. That's not going to happen. He's not going anywhere.
Southside, Rashad, you're on the score.
What's going on?
Hey, Rashad.
Yes, sir. I missed the press conference, but I'm going to tell you right now, man, they got to build up the middle of that defense. I mean, you got to start at that nose tackle. Eddie Goldman's solid.
Oh, no, Eddie Goldman is your nose tackle.
He's your nose tackle, but this kid out of Bama, A'shaun Robinson, is an absolute dog. And if they get that guy with Goldman on that line, now you're dealing with some beef up.
Was he a 5 technique?
He was a 5 technique, and he played on the inside.
Okay, he's listed as 6'3", 312.
Woof, woof, animal. Woof. Animal. Now, I'm going to tell you another guy. If you look at what they did with the secondary, I like the fact that they were able to actually nurture a fifth-round draft pick in that secondary, because there's a heck of a lot of value for DBs in this draft. So they can spend all that money on pass rushing. You need to go get that secondary. Get young and fast quick.
Well, this is a good draft for corners.
Yeah.
This is a deep draft for corners, at least from what the early returns are, what people are saying. So...
I haven't really begun my draft work. We'll start a couple weeks when they get to the Senior Bowl. We'll start to have our draft work done, and then you'll help us with who's your guy later on as well.
And members of draft work.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think there's some there are some corners, there are some good players, but there are also guys in the NFL you're just not going to get. It'd be great to dream of them.
Screw you, Tanny. Don't give me the perfunctory. I'm looking at my phone. I heard you. I get what you're doing with that thing. I know what you're doing there.
So we can start fresh in the new year. Have to deal with that. What do you think, Terry?
I'm with you. My God, he doesn't stop with the nonsense.
Indianapolis, Vaughn is on the score.
All that crap.
Hey, Vaughn.
Hey, guys. Great show as always. I understand exactly what you're saying, Terry. It's too early, but unfortunately, we as Bears fans get relegated to this dang near every year, you know, going to the draft. But, Dan, I'm all over that Ragland kid. And the way I kind of look at the draft is like this. Once you get out of the top 10, and I'm not trying to be Jerry Angelo, I look for a position where you maximize the value. For instance, at pick 11, you'll probably get the best offensive guard and the best inside linebacker. You know, like a C.J. Mosley, one of those Stanford guards versus, you know, you're not going to get the top pass rusher probably. You're probably not going to get the top corner. You're not going to get the top quarterback. You know, you're probably not going to get the top defensive tackle. But once you, that 11 to 15 range, I think you can go out there and get a great tackling machine. Another guy who intrigues me is Miles Jack out of UCLA. Just because of the way Anthony Barr has been playing and the Kendricks kid from Minnesota, UCLA seems to be putting out some pretty decent players. So I'm pretty high on Raglan, Jack, and if we're going to go, if the Bears are going to go five technique, maybe DeForest Buckner from Oregon or Ashawn Robinson. I'll just hang up and let you guys.
Thank you, my
friend.
It's
so hard to start speculating individual draft picks right now.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, look, didn't Ryan Pace, the same guy last year, say he was up to him, he'd take quarterback every year, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You think he's going to do that?
If he thinks that that guy is on the board at 11, maybe.
Well, not at 11, but I mean, I think somewhere. I don't think he'd do it at 11.
Well, but again, yeah, by his word,
so. Yeah,
if he's got a quarterback who is still available, who he thinks is valued at that pick, by his word, he would take him. It depends if you think he's telling the truth or not.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very hard there to do that.
In Buena Park, it's Lawrence on the score. 11.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
Good. The guy kind of stole my thunder right before me. I was thinking offensive lineman also because
they will take one. I don't think they're going to take one at 11, but I think they'll take one.
They're like 11 and like 42, right?
Yeah, but you can.
Yeah,
I don't think
somewhere around in there. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he
like 42. I think 42 offensive linemen by for sure at least.
But again, it depends where they have the guys slotted on their board. They don't. That's not how general managers think. They align all the they rank everybody in the draft,
right?
And then when the pick comes, they'll take the guy that they have next ranked.
Correct. If we need to, I mean, they're not going to take some more where they're, you know, correct, yes.
But okay. Yeah, I guess it's just way too early to do this show.
Yeah, can't do this show yet.
It's too early to do it. At the top of the hour, Rich Campbell will have his thoughts on what the Bears brass said today. Also asking what you think about what the Bears brass said today. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
So what does the future hold for the last place 6-10 Bears? GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox came forward to address Bears fans and the media.
We need to add talent to our roster. We need to add more playmakers to help us finish close games, and we'll do that. We got a healthy salary cap. We got extra draft picks. So we got an exciting offseason ahead of us.
For breaking Bears news throughout the offseason, keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This week in 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This week in 1997, Sonny Bono was killed in a skiing accident at age 62. This week in 2004, Britney Spears had her surprise marriage annulled less than 55 hours after tying the knot in Vegas. And singer Lou Rawls died of lung cancer at age 72 this week in 2006.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No, me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And number five is with Maria Taylor. Let's go to Maria.
Well, Christian, quite an explosive night. You break two Rose Bowl records. How aware were you of your production all throughout the game?
Not at all, really. We just knew that we can be extremely good when we focus on what we're doing and executing our offensive plays. And so for us, it was just come in and execute. You know, I couldn't ask for better teammates and better people to enjoy this win with.
All right, you hear people saying Heisman behind me. Will that be on your mind at all when you take the field in our season?
No, you know, you can't focus on all that stuff at all. You got to really just focus on you and becoming the best player you can be. California.
Productician? Did I hear that right? She asked about his productician?
Yes, productician.
And number five is with Maria Taylor. Let's go to Maria.
Well, Christian, quite an explosive night. You break two Rose Bowl records. How aware were you of your productician?
Your productician? How is your productician?
That's a new one on me, asking about one's
productician. How's your productician?
All right. I don't know. Northside Mike, welcome to The Score.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Before they work on the draft, I think they ought to work on keeping Forte and keeping Martellus Bennett happy. Don't overpay.
Wait.
Bennett already has a contract.
Bennett's under contract.
Bennett has a contract.
Okay. Yeah. And Forte will be made a very small offer. He is welcome to come back if he wants to play for a little bit of money. They should not try to make him happy.
Well, they should try to keep him because...
They are going to try to keep him by seeing if he would be willing to stay for a very small amount of money. That's what's going to happen.
That's a mistake. Okay. Because he still has two good years. And Alshon Jeffrey, after this year, don't pay him $12 or $14 million because he may have a great year.
Okay.
That's like saying, my next wife may be good-looking, but I doubt it. The thing
yes,
is,
do I.
This guy was terrible this year. He was hurt, soft tissue injury. He even said he didn't want to be here. He misses his friend. Don't pay Alshon Jeffrey and let Forte go.
You don't pay guys for what they've done in the past. You pay people based on what they will do for you in the future. And the bet on a 30-year-old running back when you have two draft picks behind him is probably not a good bet.
It's a good bet.
Okay.
It's a good bet.
Okay, Mike, in most cases it's not. There is a rare case in which it is, and you would have to be making the bet that this is one of those particularly rare cases. It should have nothing to do with sentiment. No. No sentiment whatsoever. It should be just simply evaluating what you think he is or has as a player. And when it comes to Bennett, I will tell you, it's especially what we heard today, it's very likely that he's played his last game as a Bear.
Yeah, there's no dispute there. That's why it was odd, his answer, because he has a contract. He's under contract for next year.
And then
he
said he's going to sit down with his agent. Why would you say that about a player under contract?
Okay. But do you think Alshon Jeffrey is going to come back and have a good year? Or in 12 months, are we going to be having a conversation we overpaid for him?
Well, if they tag him, that's going to save them a year of concern. They could easily use the tag and make that decision, not commit. They've got plenty of cap room. They could use the tag and then try to make that call after this year.
Do you think the two running backs they have behind Forte can handle the load?
Right now, they're not behind Forte because Forte's not on the Bears.
They're in front of him. They're the 1-2 backs.
Can they handle, and what's out there for free agency as a running back?
No. You're not. Why would you sign a free agent running back with these two already here?
Because they haven't played a full season.
They're about to.
What happens if one of them gets hurt?
I'm not quite sure what you're building this team for next year. I'm not quite sure what you're trying to do. Why would you spend money on the single most fungible position in the league right now? The easiest possible position to find a guy to do a job off the street. There is no more interchangeable spot. And you shouldn't be looking and going to find some way to try to spend money there. That should be the way, way down your list.
So you're saying just get a couple of journeymen.
No, I'm saying go with the guys you have.
Go with the guys you have. That's what you're going to end up doing anyway, because I think somebody will come along.
One's a fourth round pick and one's a third.
Yeah, I think somebody will come along with an offer for Forte. And I think there's always a team in a position that says, you know what?
Yeah, just I guess the point is, Mike, the damn Super Bowl. Just get your head around this. Yeah. That the most likely scenario is that the Bears will have neither Forte nor Bennett.
Okay, who are they going to?
Just listen. Be aware of this, Mike. Okay, that's all you need to know for right now. Is that it's very likely. It's more likely than not that both are gone. Okay.
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 That's it. That seems to be the case. Jeffrey, we don't know about.
Because they don't know. They don't know. It's hard to find what the right answer is.
All I know is that you have a number one draft pick that hasn't played. That's his exact same size. Is he not?
And way faster.
Isn't he 6'3"?
And way faster.
Right. Yep. Jeffrey is 6'3".
I think White 6'2". It varies. Okay. I'll look it up. But
I thought it was 6'3".
But he's not that kind of receiver. No. That skill is
don't have
special.
To be.
But they need somebody fast. That was the problem.
We're not talking about they need somebody fast. We're talking about they need
not
somebody.
Not like right away.
Yeah.
They need somebody who is fast.
Yep.
They need somebody.
Blow the lid off that defense.
Right. That's it. Somebody could run
by people and you go, uh-oh.
We can't let that guy get by us, or we have to shade a coverage that way. Yeah. We've got to make sure a safety understands that that guy's over there. Then you're rip-roaring on the other side of the field.
Yeah, and look, Mike, and I know you love to argue and be crazy, you know, all the things you apparently are amused by. The fact is that when you watch the Bears without Jeffrey, they suck. But they do have somebody we haven't seen yet. So, I mean, look, my bottom line is that, like the Bears. I'd offer him, you know, you can franchise tag him if you want to, but if he doesn't want to be here, if deep down he feels like he doesn't want to be here, that's exactly the kind of guy they'll show the door. They'll let him go.
It matters to them.
It matters to them. Matters to them.
And he has not been shy about telling people that he misses the South. He doesn't like the weather here. And he's just not comfortable. It feels out of his element.
Right.
Alshon, you're out of your element. So this is all fairly simple stuff. And clamoring for Matt Forte, it's very different. Saying you appreciate what he's done as a Bear is different than saying you've got to sign him for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to do anything.
No, you don't. You really don't. That would not speak to a dynamic, visionary plan for what the Bears are going to be.
I just know that every year there's a team that comes up to a certain point and they say, you know, boy, if we just had a running back that could do some blocking for us and do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, we could make the Super Bowl. We'd be in the damn Super Bowl with that guy. And I think that team will
come along. Well, that makes sense. If somebody thinks that they are a one decent Matt Forte season away from winning a championship, that's a completely different calculus.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen.
Rudy says, I was on a call. I didn't know we started Who's Your Guy already.
Yeah, we apologize, Rudy. We didn't mean to start Who's Your Guy.
Said, how is that going to work?
I'm not quite ready for that yet either.
With your playoff sit 'em or bench 'em segment.
Yeah, I'm not quite ready for that.
And I'm with Terry. If Pace picks one of these bad quarterbacks at 11 with a god-awful roster, the stupid Cutler is elite debate will destroy sports radio as we know it. I think that already happened based on some of the calls today.
I don't know. It's interesting because I don't know what I've heard of these, and I've seen them. I don't know if the three quarterbacks I know for sure out, and if any of them are worth that.
At 11?
Yeah.
I doubt it. The highest rated quarterback on most lists is Jared Goff.
Okay.
And some have him top 5, some have him top 10.
Okay.
Next would be
likely the first one to go, Jared Goff.
And the next one, just based on looking at this consensus, my guess would be Paxton Lynch from Memphis.
Looks the part.
Well, he's 6'6". And then it's what you think of everybody else in there. And you're right about Hackenberg. You don't know where he is mentally.
Connor Cook?
No, I'm not a fan.
Not either.
But look who plays in this league now. Look at some of these guys that end up.
True.
Johnny Manziel's going to have a job next year. He will be on an NFL roster next year. Unless he's dead or in rehab or something, but if he's
if he's
available, he'll
he's
be on
in
a
rehab.
Roster.
Why? Because he's dead. they're reviving him.
They can't. I don't think they can send you to rehab for being dead.
If what has been said is true, and what the rumors it's very strong, he's going to be a Cowboy.
Wow. Have fun.
Well, doesn't that make sense?
Rich Campbell going to join us in a bit on the Score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
What's the most effective time to send a sales email? 8:30 a.m., 9, lunch? Knowing when can be important if you're a small business owner. Find the answer now at CBS Small Business Pulse. Powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with First Data, the CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
CBS Wednesday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Wednesday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Wednesday.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Let's talk about some of the characteristics of people here moving out of the middle class, both heading northward out of the middle class and those who are headed down. What types of people are hurt and helped in this?
Older people, people over age 65, probably because of some of the federal government income programs and Social Security, but certainly older people are doing much better, and married people made a huge gain, especially married with children. On the other hand, if you were less educated, if you had less than 2 years of college, your status over those 50 years shrunk dramatically. If you were a young person, you did less well. And so that's kind of an unusual state of affairs. And also, people that were unmarried just got shellacked. It looks like the number one indicator of how well you're going to do in life is, at least if you look at it numerically from an income, is married people tend to do much better than unmarried people.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire show is podcast online at cbschicago.com.
By Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Cub fans, starting